Welcome to Under the Hard Hat. It's a safety podcast for the construction industry. My name is Brian Mesmer at Mesmer Safety on all the social medias. And today is Wednesday, April 7th. And I have to apologize for not getting this out on Monday, April 5th, but I was in bed sick with the Stomach flu. So we're going to move on from ladder safety awareness that was in March. Now we are in April, which is Distracted Driving Awareness Month. And this is a national campaign in conjunction with the National Safety Council and all of its affiliates. I follow them all on Twitter, or the ones that I see, mainly the National Safety Council. And there's a lot of good resources for that and from that on the line. I will include those in the description of this podcast. So in order for us to be aware of what distracted driving or distracted drivers, we must first know what distracted driving is. And to sum up, distracted driving is anything that takes your hands, your eyes, or your brain off the primary task of driving. Now, that could be any number of things like eating or changing the dial or regulating the temperature. It could be anything like looking at an accident or looking at something off the side of the road, or it could be anything from daydreaming and just not thinking about what's going on. How many of us, raise of hands, have driven a mile or passed our exit because we just weren't paying attention? That's an example of cognitive distraction. One thing, though, that we know for sure uses all three types of distraction is that cell phone. It's a manual distraction because your hands are off the wheel. It's a visual distraction because your eyes are on the screen, and it's a cognitive distraction because your brain is concentrated on the screen and what's going on in that cell phone versus what's on the road. So we can have more than one type of distraction going on at the same time. API Group has a policy of anytime a driver is driving either A, a company vehicle, or B, their own personal vehicle for company use, we do not use our cell phones for driving. Now, I'm not naive enough to think that fitters and field people only have one singular cell phone and we as a company provide it. I'm well aware that there most field people have two cell phones, a personal phone and a company phone. And so this is actually a behavior that we must change in ourselves. If we have the truce puck that locks up a company cell phone, we know that that personal cell phone is usable. We have to change ourselves and we have to say no to using both. And we have to do what we can as a company to stop the use of all of that. So that is what distracted driving is. Now, the fun part about all of this is it's easy enough to teach to your children. I taught my 13-year-old, my 10-year-old, and my 8-year-old daughters what distracted driving was. We made it a game. And I told them to call out anytime they had a distracted driver. And I told them what distractions were. And we drove 14 miles and found 117 distracted drivers. That's just in-town driving. So it's not hard. And we are the example for our children. If that's one way to get you to stop using a phone or to stop getting or stop you driving distracted, I'll pull on that string. So if you have any questions about what distracted driving is or any other driving safety questions, you can reach out to your company safety representative, or you can message me on either Twitter, Instagram, or via email. Again, that's at Mesmer Safety on the Twitter and Instagram. Also, this whole month is going to be concentrating on driving without distractions. So all of our toolbox talks are going to be related to the driving and driving safety and company policies regarding that. If you have any questions or anything like that, please reach out. Please let us know, and we will do our best to answer them. Thanks. Have a great week. Be safe.